Good evening, UCCE. How is everyone doing today? I'm your host, Manisha, and you are tuned in to Radio UCC 98.3 FM in our show called My Life in a Suitcase. So today in My Life in a Suitcase, we have a very, very lovely and amazing guest. If you don't know her, you need to go in the hub towards the newsroom, and just outside the newsroom, there are some lovely pictures of a very, very amazing woman choreographing some dance moves. And I hope you have all seen those pictures. Those are amazing. Yes, today we have a very, very amazing woman with us, and her name is Enma. Enma, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Manisha.
How are you doing?
A bit nervous, really.
Oh, why nervous? You're such a natural.
No, but I'm not very good when it comes to talking in public.
No, I'm sure you're great, and you will do really, really great today. We are very thankful to you for accepting our invitation and coming to the show. And
you know,
I'm very, very excited about this.
Thank you.
So, guys, for those who don't know Enma, Enma Pavan is a multidisciplinary artist. She's a choreographer, educator, and dancer. Enma is a member of the International Dance Council, CID UNESCO, and contemporary affiliated dance teacher, member of the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dance. She has a BA and PE from Spain. She has an MA, that's a master's from contemporary dance performance, and an MPhil creative dance or art practice from UCC. Wow, Enma, those are some amazing degrees. I can only imagine those, you know.
Thank you.
And also she's director of Enma Pavan Dance Company, and she's a creative dance artist. She's been working with, she's a resident with the Rory Gallagher Music Library Cork since 2023. So we'll be talking to Enma, and we'll continue discussion with her. And before going to that, let's listen to one of the amazing musics that Enma has picked up for us. And let's listen, let's enjoy to that, and then we'll be back to our discussion.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Well, it's literally 7 days to Sunday. It's Monday, first day of the week. I hope this week goes very well. And yeah, Monday is the I think Monday is the day that everybody hates, doesn't it, Inma?
Yes.
So the song is really well. It's according to this week.
Yes.
So guys, let's start our conversation with Inma. So Inma, why don't you tell our listeners about Inma's journey, about your journey towards who she is today, and how did you start?
Well, thank you very much for this great invitation, Manitza. It's great to be here. It's kind of, I'll try to be brief because it's a kind of a long journey, almost 50 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I started back in my hometown in the south of Spain, Fuengirola. And I started with ballet because they just opened this new art center in my hometown, and everything was really, really cheap. So I enrolled in these ballet classes, and my ballet teacher saw that I had a lot of kind of enthusiasm. You know, I was really enthusiastic about it, and yeah. I was working hard, and she said, why don't you come to another class with the adults? I said, okay. So I started going to two classes a wow. week. And that was for like the first 10 years, and we were doing ballet exams, and it was actually a really good experience because that's where I started to really connect with the body, to really take care of the body, this kind of commitment, you know, to the body. And
yeah,
I was also really into sports, so I have both things going. So then when I start to, you know, have to go to university, I couldn't study dance at that time. There was nothing in university, so I did physical education.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, to be a teacher, because I always wanted to be a teacher.
Okay.
I wanted to be a dance teacher, but I thought, you know, I'll do physical education because I can start, you know, from there I can maybe grow into dance, you know. And then, so I kept dancing, but not in my hometown. I moved to Malaga City,
okay.
where the university was. So I used to take the train every morning. And there was an amazing dance company in Malaga, run by this amazing Brazilian teacher, Tomé Araujo, who's still in touch with, is great. Oh. And I started taking classes with the company. And it was amazing because that was mainly contemporary dance with the basics in ballet as well. But everything was really contemporary dance. And that was an eye-opener for me. And then it's when I started to realize, wow, contemporary dance, actually, it's something that I can really, you know, connect a bit more.
Yeah.
And then after that, I moved to Granada for another 2 years to finish my BA. And I kept doing contemporary dance with different teachers. And then I moved to Ireland because I didn't know what to do in my hometown. I was like, I don't want to be here. And as my best friend said, go to Ireland, it's beautiful. I said, okay. So
wow.
the way to, you know, to leave home was, you know, through au pair at that time, because it was an easy way, you know, to get a job and to get accommodation. So I just went to an office, they run au pair, and I said, I want to go to Ireland. So they said, okay. So they found me an Indian family in Limerick.
Wow.
So it was amazing. I arrived into Ireland. I didn't know anything about Ireland, really. Well, only just the music, you know, the weather. But I didn't know if I was going to find any dance here, you know.
Yeah.
So everything was like open to chance.
So how old were you then?
I just finished my BA, so I say maybe, I don't know, 22, 23,
wow,
maybe.
Wow, so pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of first time living home, really, you know, like a big thing. But it was great to be in this house with the Indian family, and I was working with them and, you know, learning English. But I had friends that they were au-pairing in Cork, so I used to come to Cork on the weekends. And I always felt Cork has something special. I did like Limerick, but there was no dance for adults at that time in Limerick. Okay. So now, yes. But that time, there was nothing. So when I came to Cork, I finished my job in Limerick, came to Cork, and I started just getting jobs, you know, in restaurants, coffee shops, and different things. And I started looking for dance. So I came across different places. So the first one was in Pine Street. There was this school called Dance Theatre of Ireland.
Okay.
And they had a full-time course. So that was great. Wow. So I could dance every day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the break in the lunchtime.
Wow.
And on my lunchtime, I used to go and work in a hairdresser in Oliver Plunkett, Lady Sue. Some people might know this.
Wow.
It's no longer there, but it was great because I could pay for my studies. And
yeah.
It was a really good experience, you know, working in this amazing hairdresser and, you know, cleaning the place and washing hairs and making tea. And it was
amazing.
It was just really nice just for a year. And then I studied art and craft in St. John's College because I always felt I liked the arts. I love photography and painting as well. So I thought I'll do that. So I did that. And then at that time, I joined a different school. It was called John Denise Moriarty. And the teacher was Sinead Murphy, which I'm still working with. She has Cork Youth Ballet Company. And I'm teaching in the company for her. So I'm really, really honored that, you know, she was my teacher. And now I'm working next to her, which is really beautiful because I keep learning from her.
Wow.
So I'm really grateful for that. And then there was a dance diploma course in a college called, at that time, it was called Cole Stephen Neffa in Tramore Road.
Yeah.
And that was 1 year. And you could get a, you know, kind of piece of paper, a diploma, we call it piece of paper. And it was great because the director at that time was Donna Daly, amazing, amazing woman. Unfortunately, she passed away. But her daughter, Donna Daly, she runs her own school called Plan B Movement Studios, where I am actually now teaching my dance classes.
Okay.
So I love how things come around. And,
yeah,
you know,
so student becomes the teacher now.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's really, really, really beautiful, actually, to be still connected with these amazing people. Yeah, they really did a lot of work in dance in Cork. Really, they put the foundations, you know. And then, so in the dance diploma, there was Donna Daly. She teach, you know, taught amazing work for us. And we had Alan Foley, who is the Cork City Ballet, director of Cork City Ballet. And we had the opportunity to work in the company as well.
Wow.
We did this one leg, and that was an amazing experience, I have to say. I'm really, really grateful for that experience. We toured Ireland as well. That was just amazing, really good, beautiful experience, you know. And there was a contemporary dance teacher, Jane Callahan, who is now the director of this dance diploma course, which I'm also a guest teacher, which I'm also so grateful to go back to the school where I was also a student, you know. And and then I went to the Limerick, Masters in Limerick, contemporary dance with great teacher. At that time, the director was Mary Noonan, which I'm still in contact with. Fantastic. And she's still performing. Really, really very, you know, inspirational, you know, person as well. And then I work with Jane Callahan. She created this company in Cork. It was called Croc's Dance Theatre. And she invited me to be a dancer and also to choreograph. And that was the first time for me working in a contemporary dance company as a dancer and as a choreographer. And that was fantastic. We actually toured Ireland as well. And it was just amazing. Really, really, like, really amazing. And then I did the MPhil in creative practice, choreography and dance here in UCC with the drama department. And I started teaching the drama students for a few years as well. And yes, and then this last year I was working with Dublin Youth Dance Company as well. And now again with Cork Youth Ballet Company. And I'm also working now teaching a bit of dance, but mainly kind of a creative researcher with the ID Plus project here in UCC.
Oh.
So yeah.
That is something, Inma. That's like an amazing journey. And for those who are listening, believe me, Inma is not that old at all. It's just she has done so much at a very, you know, the sorry, at a very early age. I mean, Inma, all I can understand from your journey is three things. Resilience.
Yes. Had to have resilience.
Excuse me. So it's resilience, hard work.
Mm.
Yes. And you didn't give up.
No. I didn't give up. Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem. even if I wanted to give up, I couldn't give up. Yeah. I had to keep going because dance for me it's that inside energy, that light that it kind of keeps bringing you that energy. So I couldn't give up because I have that little light inside, you know. So it was really, 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 really good. And actually, the good thing about dance, it's like you work so much with your body and you keep growing. As you keep working, you keep growing into your body and you start to understand so many things in life just by dancing. It's interesting because it's like, how do you say, like with dance, you have to be a lot of patience. You can't just, if you're not flexible, you have to build up the flexibility bit by bit. It doesn't happen in a month. You have to, have consistency. And it's very positive. The more you take care of your body, the better. We all know that. So,
But I understand it doesn't seem like an easy journey.
No, it's not
like,
easy.
Look, like you were working at the same time,
yes,
earning as you were going, and at the same time spending that money for livelihood and also learning more and more and more.
Yes.
So what we learn from your story is that a teacher is not made in a day.
No.
So there were so many hardworking days that finally led to days. And led to today, like who you are today, like Inma, you are like a brand of your own self, and it is really, really amazing. So I wonder why this passion for dance.
I don't know. I was trying to think about this. I think I had it inside me. I think, it's like when people say, oh, a musician or painters or poets or anything, plumber or anything. I think it's something that you are born with.
It's true. Yeah.
I think it's just here in the body. It's a way of being. It's like I'm always, I don't know, it could be any art. Like it's not just dance, like poetry, photography, painting. Yeah, it's just something that it's just, I don't know, I just really connect with.
Yeah.
It's really, really, it's my thing.
Definitely, that's your thing, So is this passion the reason that you chose dance as your higher subjects as well, as your higher study?
Yes, because I always wanted to teach dance or be a dancer. So I thought I have to get, I have to study it. I need to be, need to learn from, the professionals, so that's why I kept studying, I kept, and going to different workshops, going to see events, always learning, always learning. I think that was good, good thing for me.
Yeah. So tell us about your experience with dance and its effect on human body and like your passion in this field. I mean, since you studied it so much, like what did you learn?
Well, you learned that it's actually healthy for you. It's really healthy. Like I have friends who, they're not physical and are the same. We have the same age and, I do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Compared to them because you know, dance, it's, you know, it's like a professional sport. You know, they dance is really like a sport. You actually, you know, work really hard, so you get really fit. You know, you just, because you are in your body, you know, it's like, so, and you have to take care of your food, and, you know, you can't just go drinking, and, you know, you have to really mind your body. So it's actually really positive.
Yeah.
It's actually, some people say, oh, you know, but they think it's something, you know, you can't go out or drink, and, you know, you can't go other things, you can't do other things, I don't know, like traveling a lot, or, but actually you gain a lot of positive things. Like, you know, I am really healthy. Like, I touch wood, but I don't break anything in my body, you know, and I still dance. And also I walk everywhere. I don't have a car, which is good, because I can just walk and walk and walk and walk. And it's great, you know, because I'm in the body all the time.
Yeah,
you know, and we are bodies, you know, like this is us, you know.
That's true. So it's like dance is, as I understand, for you, dance is not just a hobby. It's not just something that you do like on afternoons and on like on weekends or maybe in a party or something. It's like a lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I was trying to think about what it's dance. Dance, I always think it's like a wave.
Mm-hmm.
No, life is like a wave, and dance is like the, you know, the surfer's board.
Yeah.
And I am the surfer. So the surfer's board, it helps me, you know, which is dance, it helps me to go through life. Because life, it's not straight.
Definitely,
you know, life is up and down and around and drop and, you know, life is not a straight line. So for me, dance, actually, it's like being able to dance. It helped me to navigate through life. That's what I was thinking. I was like, what is dance? What does it really mean?
Wow, what a beautiful thing to say.
Mm.
It's really beautiful. Like, I've never thought of this before. And now it's something new that I'm learning as well. Wow, that life is like an ocean, which has its ups and downs.
Yes.
And dance is like a surfing board, that you're on the surfing board. And then that helps you with the flow, with the ups and with downs.
Yes.
And it supports you. And that's really, really amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hope you guys are also enjoying as much as I'm enjoying talking with Inma. So let's listen to another lovely piece and we'll be back. You're listening to Radio UCC 98.3 FM. Wow, that brings so much energy in the studio, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's lovely. Okay, so Inma, I've been present in some of your activities and some of your programs, and they've been amazing. Like, I still carry with me that feeling I had in that peaceful slow dance, the one which was anti-gravity, right?
Yeah, the absolute zero.
Zero.
Yes.
It was so peaceful.
Mm.
So tell us, tell our listeners about your different activities in Cork, and I know you have so many.
Yes. Well, that activity was part of my dance residency in the Rory Gallagher Music Library in Cork City, which is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have another event, a final event, I think the 20th of May, It will be a lunchtime, final event of my residency. And I'm going to have a combination of different activities on the event. So I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be quite creative
and fun.
And it's open to any ages and anybody, and it's free and everything. So that's going to be the end of my residency. And also I'm going to Dublin tomorrow to UCD to participate in a conference about creative practice in the academia. And I'm collaborating with this poet, Keith Payne, who we met through the City Library, and we were working in this project called The Body, The Poem, The Body, and it was a series of workshops helping people to combine body and poetry. And as a result of this collaboration, we felt like we could actually work together and, you know, create a performance.
Was it that event that you had a few weeks back in the library, right?
Yes. And that was great as well. So actually, you just never know sometimes how things appeared, how things grow, that it opens up a new opportunity. And I didn't expect to actually collaborate now with Keith. You know, I didn't think, but it just happens organically. You know, we're both like, oh yeah, actually, this works really well, you know, and it's great. So we are going to Dublin tomorrow and participate in this conference. We're going to be performing.
Wow.
And then we're going to be sitting and talking around table as well about our practice, you know, as a way of knowledge, you know, which is really, really interesting, actually. So,
So a few of your activities are like you're teaching, teaching dance.
Yes, I have my club. I call it the dance club. And it's on Wednesday nights. And these are like my babies. This is what I always wanted to have.
Yeah.
A group of dancers or, you know, people or whatever you call it. And just help them grow and create work with them. So for me, this is like my baby. It's something that I always wanted to have.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. And I know most of them are listening to it. So I just want to say that they're just, for me, it's like, wow, you know, it's just what I really wanted in my life, you know. So,
And I want to tell your students that they're very lucky to have such a positive, motivated and full of enthusiasm teacher or trainer. And I think that that's pretty amazing to have such a positive figure in your life, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, I had obstacles through my dance life. It wasn't always easy. I had teachers that are like, oh, you're a bit too fat or you're not flexible enough. And, you know, I had a lot of obstacles, you know. And, you know, I think everybody can dance, you know, you just have to, you know, work and, you know, just so that's what I tell my students, like, anybody can dance. Doesn't matter if you didn't start when you were 8, but if you can start now and you keep working, you will arrive to a good level of dancing or technique, you know. So
That is so true. I have met many people who really like dancing, but they are shy because of their weight or because they have started in a very later age. So that really makes sense. Like, really, you at some point were heavy, that somebody would tell you that you're fat for this dancing?
I was a little bit heavier, you know, when I was 8, you know, that age you still, and I was very sporty, so I was very muscly, you know, and for my ballet teacher thought, oh, my legs were a bit too big for ballet, which is not really, you know, you're only 8 years old, you know, so, but, you know, I thought she felt like, you know, I could get longer muscles, but that only happens when you work, you know, so after all these many years I work and now I have longer muscles. But I think dance is not really about longer muscle, short muscle. It's about, you know, your intention. What do you want to say when you dance? If you want to connect with the, you know, with the audience, you connect through your heart. The audience will see that. They're not going to focus in your muscles, you know. It's like, what do you want to say? So that's what I've been thinking about the last few years. That's why what I tell my students, it doesn't matter what your shape is, but when you dance, what is your intention? What do you want to say?
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing.
So as you said before, it's all about the flow and the connection with the body.
Yes. Yeah. So important. As well, I tell my students, dancing, it's like a meditation. because you can't think of anything else. You're so focused, and it's really, really good for your brain because you're so focused in what you're doing. You're trying to remember the steps, you know, try to dance together with the group. So you really connect in the group, which is so beautiful when you are connected with a group of people, you know.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like teamwork.
Yes.
And it's training your mind and training your body. It's so many things and all gathered in one.
Yes.
So during these times, have you met people who have followed this dance techniques and they have changed, they have become better people? I know you yourself have seen that in your own personality, you know, and to be honest, it's been few times that we have met, and I love talking with you and I love being in your presence because you're so positive, and so it's like the aura you have around you is very positive. It's very comfortable, you know. So have you met other people that who learned this from you and they have changed?
Yes, I have met so many people, even in a few workshops, even actually in the library workshop, the Saturday, there was a improvisation dance movement classes for anybody, non-experienced. So I had a mix of people who knew how to improvise, people who never done any dance improvisation, people they felt really out of their comfort zone. And I had, you know, some of these people texting me, thank you so much. I didn't think I was, you know, gonna enjoy this. I was always very nervous, very, you know, not confident, because I thought there was one woman said, oh, I always felt very old, and but she said, I love coming, and I always felt so good after the classes. So, and some of these people, they actually want to keep dancing, and so even just in a few workshops, you know, I seen the how people actually, and there actually is another girl who now is enrolled in some swing dancing. She said, I want to keep dancing now. I want to do more. And, you know, some people who were afraid, and, you know, it's just, and now they feel great.
Yeah, that's true. And to be honest, I myself, you know, I really love dance. Of course, not as passionate or hardworking as you are. Not definitely that way, but I understand that, you know, I'm so sorry, but I hate exercise. I can never do exercise for different reasons. First, because of, you know, of the time constraint.
Yes.
Second, you have to be punctual and do it every day. And thirdly, when you do it, it doesn't seem like fun. It seems like punishment,
I know.
So, but for me, dancing is something that wherever I am, whatever I do, if I do a little bit of dancing, it makes me feel very happy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I just feel like even 2-3 seconds.
Yes.
And then that dopamine, I think there is this release, you know?
Yes.
And it's like so happy and so much fun.
Yes.
So I always remember moments, especially like when Afghanistan, when we used to go to weddings, we always have this culture that women will dance together as a group, or maybe or on the stage we'll dance together. And nobody worries if your steps are correct or not. It's just, you know, happy, fun dance.
Yes.
And those moments I always carry with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really positive feeling. It's really, really, really good. I mean, there's, you know, different ways of getting in contact with dance. If you want to be a professional dancer, then, you know, you are learning the choreography. You have to commit to learning, and, you know, it's a different. But if you want to have just that feeling of quick kind of happiness and energized, you can play any song that you like, and you can just dance in your kitchen, you can dance in your living room, you know, and it's just beautiful because actually it's a really physical, you know, activity, and it's just, it doesn't look like hard work.
That's true, definitely, and it gives us like so much of happiness in a different feeling.
Yes, yeah.
So what forms of dance are you more interested in?
Definitely contemporary dance.
Yeah.
But as well, like contemporary dance, it could be a big, whoosh, you know, it's so I follow a few kind of teachers that I love, and they have their own signature. For example, there's this amazing teacher from Spain, but he's based in London, Jose Agudo Dance Company.
Okay.
Which he started as a flamenco dancer, and then he started doing contemporary dance. But then he also worked with another amazing company, Akram Kam, from India, but also based in UK, who combines kata, Indian dance with contemporary dance. So José Agudo combines flamenco
with
kata and contemporary dance. So he makes his own contemporary dance style, which is that combination. So each company, each teacher has its own signature. So contemporary dance, it depends of the person or depends of the choreographer. So, but lately I'm starting to connect a lot with kind of karate, judo, kind of the martial arts. And I found this book called Zen in the Martial Arts.
Wow.
And I love it because, you know, with the martial arts, I know a few friends that go, you know, to martial arts. Yeah. And it's really, you know, you have to be really serious. You get there. You can't be messing around. You know, it's fun, but it's a different type of fun. And you really focus. And, you know, it's just a really beautiful experience. So I'm trying to bring that energy of like when you come to my class, it is fun, but you have to be so focused in what you're doing, because if you're not really in the body, if you're like messing around, you can actually injure yourself or injure somebody. Yeah. So it's just to bring a little bit of like, you know, you still have fun, but you're really, really aware of what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So because a false move can fall and then you're injured or you might injure somebody. So, and then it's not fun, you know, because then you can't dance like, oh, I'm injured. So I want to bring that awareness of like, we come to dance class, it's going to be fun, but we have to be so focused because, you know, it's actually a really beautiful experience when you're so focus, the magic happens, you know. And normally after the class, we create this choreography and everybody dancing together. It's really beautiful. And they actually, you know, the students, they feel, wow, look at what we achieve in an hour and a half to dance together this amazing choreography that it looks really martial arts.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really kind of an enlightenment moment for me. It's like, look at what you got, guys, in an hour and a half with the focus, you know?
That's true, yeah, that's so true. So, and it's like the feeling of being present, to being aware of your body and your mind and your soul.
Yes.
And at the same time, your body movements. It reminds me of that video you showed us in the library, which was about that zero gravity.
Yes.
And that reminded me so much of Tai Chi.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And because when I was in China, I saw people doing Tai Chi near the riverbanks and stuff. And when you look at them, some people might think, I think it's difference of opinion. For some people, like, oh my God, it's so slow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that. It needs a lot of practice and a lot of experience to get that balance.
Yes.
You know, like to not only the balance, also the patience.
Yes.
The tolerance, you know, because we are all now fast people. Everything is fast.
I know.
Food is fast. Yes. Mobiles are fast. Yes. Life is fast. Yes. We're all just running in a pace, you know.
Yes.
So that awareness and that. It's very, very necessary.
Yes.
So I really love that. And I would love to see that one day, you know, like what you achieve with this.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully we're going to, you know, perform in the library with the students.
Yeah.
We're bringing like three different pieces. One is a little bit slow. One is a bit fast. And the other one is really slow. And it's called Tai Chi.
Yeah.
You know, it's a choreography. And I think audience will see the different, you know, ways of, you know, dancing that... Everything is important. It's good to slow down and it's good to do fast. But I think it's good to do slow first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you practice slow and then you can go faster because you learned a lot when you do something really slow. You really pay attention, you know, on your feet, the weight of your feet or your hands. And then you can go faster.
Yeah,
you know?
Then you pick up the tempo and then go move on with that. And to be honest, the world needs more people like you. I'm very honest about that. Because, you know, with all this negativity and wars and racism and protests, not only, like, it's all around the world.
Yeah.
Like, whichever country you pick, there is so many negativity. And we, as humans, it's like we are destroying our planet.
Yeah.
But these dances that you're creating, this is kind of peace. It's tranquility.
Yeah.
And when you talk, I feel like, you know, it's like to removing that aggressiveness, that negativity out of life and bringing that peace of mind and that stability and that focus and that.
Yes.
Oh, I think I'm feeling it. That's really amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll continue talking to Inma. Great. And while we do that, let's listen to a very lovely piece that she has picked for us. So today it's not only talking about amazing, lovely, peaceful things, it's also listening to amazing, lovely, peaceful music. Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Radio UCC 98.3 FM, and you're listening to your show, My Life in a Suitcase. And today, with her story in a suitcase, we have Inma Pawan with us. So, Inma, that's really amazing talking to you. So,
thank you.
So tell us more about your ambition in life. What do you want to do?
Well, my dream is to have a dance company, like official, you know, like have it and then tour Ireland and tour Spain. Oh. That's my dream. And I've been working on it. I think the last few years I've been trying to find what it is, you know, to create a dance, like what the message behind the dance. So I think I've been working towards that. Probably I know, you know, other choreographers, they can, you know, build up that. And I think I've been taking my time because I've been busy with other projects. But I think I don't feel like I've been wasting those years. It's like I actually have been gaining a lot of information. So I think I've been kind of collecting information, you know, over the years. And now I'm starting to realize, okay, what do I really want to do with the company? What do we want to say in the dance, you know?
Yeah.
What is it? And I actually love that my students, they're adults, they're not, like they came to my classes, you know, they didn't want to be like professional dancers, I think, you know, because they have their normal life, you know, but they love dance. And I love that. I love people who love dancing because they bring, you know, their own life experiences, their own, I don't know, other hobbies they might have. They bring it into the class. They have their own creativity. And that makes them unique because then every dancer is different. And I love that. And I was thinking about this amazing choreographer. She passed away recently, 2009. Pina Bausch, she's very, very famous. Her company is still going, but her uniqueness was like she loved her dancers because each of them was different in their physicality, in the way, in their own technique, different countries. And what she normally would do, they would tour the world, they would do like dance residencies. And for example, if they were in Portugal, and in fact, I have a DVD I found about that project, they were in Lisbon, she would tell them, go into the streets to the company, go and look at the world. You know, look at the people in Lisbon, how they walk, what they are doing in there. And then come back into the studio, create little dance sequences and show me that. And then each of them create a little dance, little kind of theatre pieces and show it to her. And then she would say, okay, I like this, I like that. And then she start putting the full, you know, project together by the ideas of her own dancers. And I think that was beautiful because each dancer sees different things on the streets, you know. You see different things and you bring different ideas. And then she was really successful because of that. She was asking her dancers to bring their own creativity. And each dancer was different, like tall, short, you know, like different techniques. And I think that's why her company was so... You know, for me, it was so important because I saw so much creativity there, you know?
Yeah.
So Pina Bausch. There's a documentary about her. It's called Pina. It's a really, really, you know, it's in the cinemas and it's really good.
That sounds amazing. And I really wish that you very soon, get the company that you really, you know, you want to make. And I think you'll be very successful in that. So talking about dance, and now you're in Ireland, have you ever tried the Irish dance?
I haven't. Well, I did once. Yeah, I did this kind of a social dance in the Loch, the lovely Loch. It was a summertime. Yeah. And they do, I think in the summertime, they do this outside set dancing, Irish dancing, and you can just go and try. And I was there and it was great, you know. But I realized like you have to learn a little bit before you go there because it's, you know, you have to, it's not easy.
It has so many techniques at the same time, like.
But I love it. Yeah, I actually loved it. Yeah.
Wow. So, Inma, one thing that we focus a lot on this show is is mental health.
Mm.
Because normally we talk about women and immigrants, refugees, asylum seekers, mm. people who leave their home and come to some other place and build mm. a life there, just people like you, you know. You had a life in Spain, but then you came to Ireland. You built totally a new life mm. and a brand for yourself and so many amazing mm. things. How does it feel internally as a person? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm actually feeling much better the last few years. I came to realize that it doesn't matter really where I am,
mm-hmm.
in which country,
yeah.
because there's been a lot of time that I moved to Spain thinking, oh, I must go back to Spain, you know, I am Spanish. And
yeah.
But then I wasn't happy in Spain. It's like, I don't know. And then I came back to Cork and I always found something here. There was always something here that it kept me kind of busy, creative. So I realized that maybe it just doesn't matter which country I am. Maybe it's just once I'm happy of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's my home, you know.
That's true.
Of course, I miss my mother, my family, you know.
Yeah.
I always miss that, you know, because... but I realized that, yeah, maybe it just doesn't matter which country I am once I am kind of, you know, happy of what I'm doing. And I found it here that I was actually able to be myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. It means that wherever we are happy, that's our country.
Yes.
Yeah, because home is the place that we are happiest, at peace, you know?
Yes.
So if you're happiest in here, then Cork is your home, then definitely Cork is your home. Cork
yes.
is your place.
Yes. Yeah.
So how do you balance your busy life
mm.
and then the mental health, the physical health? Mm. How you balance it all?
Yes. Well, for me, the fact of walking...
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a release, you know, it really put a lot of peace into my mind. So when I feel a little bit stressed, it's like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. So I go for a long walk. And if I can, I go to nature. So I go maybe to the marina area, which is a lot of lovely trees and by the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to incorporate that as part of my weekly.
Yeah.
Even if it's just once a week, I get a long, long walk to nature. If I don't have the chance, I do my meditation practice, which is very, very important. I have to say that's for my mental health was the best thing.
Wow.
Meditation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those who of you who don't know what we mean by walks, Inma really, really does walk. You know, I was teasing her the other day. I said... I was on the bus twice and I saw her walking. So I thought to myself, okay, now I know that Inma walks a lot. And that's amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the purpose of this show is that we all learn something from each other, you know.
Yes.
And as women, it's very important for us to build, mm-hmm. to build each other, to support each other.
Yes.
So for that, one thing is that we learn good habits, positivity.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I will try to incorporate that in my life, you know, that I will try to walk distances. Maybe I'll start small,
yes.
but maybe in a year that will be much, much better and I can be in a healthier shape. And that's amazing.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Great. And I hope you guys who are all listening, you do the same thing, you know, so dance and about dance, I remember something else.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you remember we were talking about that many people in their minds, dance is like a sexual activity.
Yes.
You know, but what I understood after talking to you,
mm-hmm.
dance is kind of like a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that
yes.
your body and soul becomes one
mm-hmm.
and you combine it with nature and with
yes.
air and everything and
yes.
with the air and the earth and,
yes.
you know, like everything. And then that's like a prayer to
yes.
nature,
yeah.
like the flow.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell our listeners more about it.
Yes, that's actually really important because, you know, I come from Spain, from the south of Spain, and most of the dance things that were there were like, you know, sexy for, you know, just kind of commercial dance. And it's like, I don't want to connect with that. There must be something else that, you know, it's not about being sexy or being beautiful or having the perfect body.
Mm-hmm.
So all these years, I think through contemporary dance and ballet, actually, because ballet it's not really about being sexy. You have to work hard, and you know, it's not that way. So ballet and contemporary dance, and then yoga and meditation really helped me to connect to this other side of dance, that it's not really about being beautiful, and also that anybody can do it, you know, also not just girls but boys as well could actually, you know, dance, and it's doesn't need to be sexy and just for girls. I think you know, dance for me, it's just a way to express things that you can't express through words. So I think every human, no matter with gender, you have to do that. You know, you have to allow yourself to express, you know, through your body, things that you can't express through talking or writing. And the body, you know, it's just another way of, you know, expressing. You know, and I think everybody should be allowed to do that. And definitely all these years I've been trying hard, you know, to bring this to schools. And in fact, I'm going to be teaching in the boys' schools now in 2 weeks. And I'm looking forward to that because I want to bring them this idea of like, yes, boys, you can also dance. I'm going to hopefully change, you know, their minds of the boys. And the teachers, hopefully, you know, that
that's
open
true.
Up a new
that's
idea.
True. And as you said, it's about expression of the feelings.
Yes.
So it's important. I think we have still at this age and time we have some stereotypes that need to be changed.
Yes.
Like boys don't always need to just bottle up all the feelings inside.
Yes.
And because to me, I think that brings aggressiveness.
Yes.
You know, like the culture I come from, it feels it brings shame to boys or to men if they take part in activities like dancing, or if God forbid they feel upset or sad or cry or weep or show a little bit of, you know, like emotion or and to be honest, we are all human beings. It's all right. All of us should show some weakness at some time. It is needed.
Totally.
Emotions are needed, right?
Oh, you're so important.
So that's really amazing. The same way it is important for girls to show bravery and to stand up. And, you know, that is also important for boys to sometimes to show emotions. It's okay to show emotions. It's okay to feel vulnerable at some time. And, there is no way better than dance to show that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely with dance you can go through all the emotions and it's really, really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really good. Yeah. Especially in my classes, like it's really like sometimes it's really like ninja, you know, jump and throw the word, you know, it's like, come on, you know, say the word, you know, say the sound of as you kick the legs up into the air, you know.
Wow.
And it's just really, you know, connect to that energy that is not always soft.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be, you know, and just hit the spot, you know. And
it's amazing.
So you find new energies, you know, not always soft kind of thing. You know, it's just, it's a bit like life. Life sometimes is soft, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, so through my dance classes, you know, the physicality I bring is that combination. Sometimes you roll on the floor, sometimes you jump, sometimes you stillness.
Yeah. So Emma, if after listening to our show, if anybody wants to contact you regarding to dance or come to your class or join your activities or know more about you, so where can they find you?
I have the Instagram, Emma Pavone Dance. I have the Facebook, Emma Pavone or Contemporary Dance Emma. They can find me there, and then, you know, if they want me, sometimes I do mentorships as well.
Yeah.
So I, you know, work one-to-one with some people to help them in their creative process or creating a show. And actually working with a friend of mine, she's creating a show, and she said, can you be my movement mentor? I say, yes. So we're working, you know, and it's great because I learned new things, even myself when I'm researching ideas to bring to her or to them.
Yeah.
I keep learning new things. And so, yeah, definitely through Instagram or Facebook, they can find my email there and they can email me.
That's amazing. So, guys, if anybody wants to contact with Inma, it is INMAPAVON, dance. She is on Instagram and she is on Facebook. Please do follow her and you will see all the lovely, amazing, full of motivation, positive activities that she's doing. And you can also follow My Life in a Suitcase on Instagram now. You can follow our different programs and you can stay updated with our upcoming upcoming shows and the shows that, you know, we have already finished. Or you can also find our podcast of the previous shows on Spotify, UCC 98.3 FM podcast. So, Inma, this hour just ran by it was like, it just feels like we were just sitting here chatting for 10 minutes and see how the time flies when you're happy and positive. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Manita. Thank you.
It was lovely. And you have introduced so many positive things to us. And we have learned a lot from you. And hopefully we will have you back on the show after maybe a few months. And hopefully by that time you can have new things to tell us about your advancement and progress. And best of luck for with your ambition in life and
thank
with your
you,
company.
Vanessa.
And I'm sure you, and I'm glad, I'm sure you will be able to do it. And I'm glad that you are such a positive person in my life now.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Manita. Thank you.
So, guys, this was today from My Life in a Suitcase, and we'll see you next week, same place, with another lovely guest. Until then, have a lovely week. Enjoy your week. And let's listen to the last song of the show today. You are listening to My Life in a Suitcase from Radio UCC 98.3 FM.